Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And hot damn, here we are, week 10 already of the college football season. Welcome in to BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. Make sure you're watching the show on YouTube. Search for the BetMGM Network. You know you can take us in podcast form wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. Just search for BetMGMU and always on the BetMGM Network every weekend, getting you ready for everything going on across the college football landscape this week. A few big games to talk about, some ranked matchups in the SEC. Of course, there's always a couple of those every weekend. A big one in the Big 12 late Saturday night. We might even get to an interesting one in the ACC, plus the playoff numbers. Those are bouncing around. What's the potential bracket look like right now? What's it projected to be? And what bets would we make in that regard? But it's a weekly thing now. We got to talk about the coaching carousel because there's a new opening, and this one is a big one. Is it necessarily the most attractive one? That is a great question. But Brian Kelly is out at LSU after a little more than 3 years on the job. Of course, LSU, a terrible, ugly home loss to the Aggies last weekend, 49-25, outscored 4 touchdowns to 1 in the second half. And Brian Kelly and his family will now head back to wherever Brian Kelly calls home. It won't be in Baton Rouge. The buyout, approximately $54 million, one of the largest in college football history. We'll see how LSU and the state of Louisiana decide to pay for it. One guy who was not happy about the idea of how they're going to do all that, in one of the most sideways press conferences ever, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry talking about it in the midst of, I don't know, I think he was talking about food stamps and stuff and the government shutdown, and all of a sudden Brian Kelly came up.
No, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee and they're going to go find us a coach.
I only got the most Louisiana sounding governor of all Louisiana sounding governors. Jeff Landry, there was something about a Board of Supervisors, I think. there was a lot in just about 9 seconds there, John. Before that, you could have very easily told me that LSU would be the most attractive opening of all the big school openings that we've got. LSU, Penn State, Florida. And I'd be like, yeah, sure, it's LSU. And after that, I go, wait a second now. I'm going to have to indirectly work for that guy, right? What is the most attractive job on this very ugly coaching carousel then, if it's not LSU, because you got to worry about the governor, Jeff Landry, breathing down your neck?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is a disincentive, you know, that you're, you know, wading into those political waters. Like, I don't want to have to, like, talk to the governor of Louisiana if I lose a top 25 matchup, you know?
Right.
But I would say it is slightly better than Florida. I think they have the same problems. I do. Because the expectations are so high that if you don't win a championship, you know, you're going to get fired. But I do think that because of LSU's more recent history and proven ability to do that than Florida's, I would give them the edge. But I don't think it's Penn State because, you know, Penn State's going to be expected to beat Ohio State. And if you don't beat Ohio State, you get fired. And I don't like it's really, really freaking hard to beat Ohio State. No, by the way, like Indiana's there and Oregon is there. So I think it's LSU by a very, very thin margin. But all of these jobs kind of have the same problem. It's just who has the best resources and ability to sort of overcome the challenges. And I think that's still probably LSU.
Yeah, it look, this is a weird – LSU is a weird one because when I was in college and I was in Tennessee from 97 to 02, LSU was like an afterthought. The entire SEC West was an afterthought. Ole Miss stunk, Bama stunk, LSU stunk. Arkansas had like – they had a day, you know, nothing great, right? But, you know, it just it doesn't make sense that they were bad. They were all bad for that stretch. I don't know that Florida's not the best job. I always thought my random thought was that Florida and Texas were the two best jobs because neither program had to leave the state to sign a single national championship caliber team. Mm-hmm. They could have just stayed in state, got the best players from their state, and they were instantly national title contenders. That's how I looked at it. But LSU, I mean, everybody from Louisiana goes to LSU. If you're a good player, you don't leave. So that's probably why it is the best. You know, I think Florida's right there. But you're right. I mean, I think they all have the same and a lot of the same problems. Like Penn State, you know, their problem is going to be in-state recruiting. They don't have enough. There's not enough great in-state players. There's a lot
right
in Pennsylvania, but it's not Florida. It's not Georgia. It's not Texas. And Florida's problem is something's gone wrong there for the last 15 years. For whatever reason, since Urban Meyer, they can't get out of their own way. They're great in basketball. They do great in baseball, right? They do all these sports they do really well in. For whatever reason, football is like falling behind. The one thing that should never fall behind in the state of Florida has fallen behind, and I don't get it.
Well, I would chalk that up to, you know, you made a good point, Choppy, late 90s. Half the SEC, I think you could fairly call garbage, right? And the SEC has built themselves off the back of these massive TV deals over the course of the last 10, 15, 20 years to become the preeminent conference in college football they're out there ahead of the Big Ten right now. And so it is so much more competitive in the SEC. Great players from all over the country go to the SEC. You don't just have to be from the South. And I think it's made the conference as a whole much more competitive. And I think you could easily argue Florida hasn't kept up with that. You know, the days of Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, and that was it, are no more in the SEC. You got 8-9 programs that it feels like are going to compete on an annual basis. And then you start to throw a Vanderbilt in there, right? You start to throw other programs because the NIL ability. You bring in Texas and Oklahoma, and I think Florida has failed to keep up with the Joneses, John, in the SEC. And I don't know if it's so much them taking a step back. It's just the rest of the SEC has moved forward to join them and surpass them over the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is exactly right. And obviously, the issue becomes is that the perception from the fan base and the boosters involved probably does not mirror that. So when you walk into a job where like the perception is already distorted about this, again, it's a freaking amazing job. Okay. Like LSU is if we're talking about like strip away everything, LSU is an amazing job. Penn State's an amazing job. Florida's an amazing job. But like you want coaches to come to that job from other head coaching spots, right? You don't want to hire an assistant. You want to hire somebody that's already proven, that's already done it or doing it somewhere. And I think where you lose people like that, like Lane Kiffin, right? Where you lose people like that is that you guys can't agree on what's possible at that job anymore or what a fair expectation is at that job anymore. Like, you haven't quite accepted that the parity in the sport has never been greater. Like, you think no matter what, we should always be elite. We should always be beating Ohio State. And I get it, because the investment is there. The investment is crazy, but the investment's crazy everywhere. The playing field is level. And I don't think, for the most part, the powers that be at these jobs accept that. And so that's why, like, Lane could very well stay at Ole Miss, for example. I don't know that he will. I don't have any information on that, but he could stay at Ole Miss. And maybe some people will be shocked by that. Not me. I will not be shocked by that at all.
Wouldn't surprise me if he stayed. I think he should stay. You know, you go to LSU. You know, Brian Kelly was the first coach at LSU since Jerry DiNardo to not win a title. That's it. I mean, it's a long time. It's a long time. You know, and when you go to Florida, you're expected to do what Spurrier and Urban did. You know, like, the pressure at these places is just so high, and it's so unrealistic. And I don't care where you are. I mean, Ole Miss probably has it best because they're like, all right, you know what? We want to win. We expect to win, but we're not like we're not crazy. The other places are crazy.
Yeah, you know, that's the irony of this thing, Choppy, is that in a world where the playing field is being leveled even more than ever before, and there's so much more parity, these are three jobs where the expectations are of the highest magnitude outside of maybe Ohio State, right, and Alabama. I mean, these are places where they want you in the national championship conversation every year, whether it makes sense or not, whether you've been bypassed by the rest of the conference like Florida, whether you've got a mountain to climb that you just haven't been able to over the last decade and a half like Penn State. You're going to have to get through Ohio State and Oregon and Cignetti at Indiana and Michigan in good years where they're up. And then at LSU where, like you said, the last three head coaches have all won national championships. And so the playing field is finding itself more level than ever because of NIL. Yeah. And these, whoever fills these jobs, whoever it's going to be, and it's not going to be Matt Rhule at Penn State, just signing an extension in the last couple of days at Nebraska. It's not going to be Kurt Cignetti getting poached. I would tend to agree with you guys. It's probably not Lane Kiffin. Why would you jump to one of those spots when you can get paid at Ole Miss and you've got a playoff caliber roster at your feet? So it becomes more and more pressure at these three jobs in particular, with probably less and less of a chance to pay off on expectations.
Yeah. Do you imagine if Vandy makes the college playoff before Florida?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Or before LSU. You're the AD, the school president. How do you look at your – you have to do an inventory of your organization, of your athletic department. If Vanderbilt, very possible. They're like two wins away. They're two road wins away. Very possible. If Vanderbilt makes the college playoff before Florida or LSU, you're the chancellor, you're the AD. You have to do a complete reconstruction.
Yeah, and this is what opens it up to who wants these jobs. And look, you put enough money in front of somebody, they'll say yes. But I think, you know, like I'm getting texts from people as a Penn State alum. Oh, what about Elko? Why would Mike Elko right now leave College Station to go to Penn State other than several large suitcases filled with cash? I mean, that's it. So, you know, if you're in an established spot, I think this coaching cycle, we're going to see a lot of coordinators maybe. You know, Hartline is a realistic expectation maybe for Penn State. You're going to see a lot of group of five guys maybe jump at an opportunity. But I don't know if any of those names, John, really light it up at these three places in particular that we're talking about.
Well, they're not, but that's the guy that you're going to be able to get now. I mean, that's, you know, your Alex Golishes, your Ryan Silverfields, your John Summeralls, those guys, right? Like, and I, you know, for the most part, the success rate of those guys jumping from the American to the group of five, or to the Power Four, is not great. Like, the example that I can think of right now, that the only one that I can think of that, like, it's a true started in the American and made the jump, right? Didn't start as a power, then dropped down and got back. I'm talking about a guy that started the American and jumped up, is RJ's coach, Josh Heupel. He was at UCF and then he got hired by Tennessee, and he's obviously done a really good job at Tennessee. But Tom Herman got fired at Texas. Mike Norvell is going to get fired at Florida State. Justin Fuente got fired at Virginia Tech. You know, we could go down the list here, you know, of guys that came from the American. So I do think there will be a hesitation on this, but it's like, what are your options? I mean, you want sitting head coaches with experience. You know, you're not getting SEC to SEC anymore. I think those days are over.
I could see Elko doing it though. I really could see Elko. His rotation schedule is Texas and LSU every year. Yeah. That's starting next year. That's a tough, I mean, that's, you got to factor in, you're at least splitting those. And, you know, A&M is never, they've always been snake bit. They've always been snake bit. I could see it. I don't think it's likely, but I could see it.
We'll see where the coaching carousel turns next. As I mentioned, Matt Rhule signed an extension at Nebraska. He'll be in Lincoln through 2032, at least according to the terms of that contract. We've got games to talk about, though, and how are we going to bet them? Two big ones in the SEC, one late night in the Big 12 that could affect the CFP picture for that conference. We get into all those next right here on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.